Mark Applegate works for the local Senior Age Area Agency on Aging, and he writes a blog called Digital Cornbread, which just passed its one-year anniversary online back in March when we first started working on these KSMU Sense of Community stories. In it, he chronicles the journey he, his sister Pam Lavin, their stepfather John Alexander, and their mother Brenda have taken since Brenda went into a nursing home in Republic because of advancing Alzheimer's disease. In the background, you can hear Brenda playing the piano at the facility about a year ago. Visited Mark, Brenda, and John at Brenda's nursing home on March 11th and asked Mark about writing the blog.
My thinking with it is it's a means of making lemonade out of lemons, or as I put, I think, on the blog, lemonade out of artichokes or something, maybe.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yep.
Sometimes it's not really easy to find the silver lining in things, but I try really hard not to have them all be sad, so I try to focus on the positive stuff.
In well over 400 blog entries and counting, Mark Applegate focuses on the positive when he can, and occasionally vents about the negative. And it provides an important service for both Mark and his readers, says Kristen Hilty, care consultant for the Alzheimer's Association Springfield office.
Well, I think Alzheimer's and other types of dementia, they can be such isolating conditions. So for someone to be able to blog about their experience, to write about their experience, I think it's very cathartic. It allows you to kind of be more public and kind of share those raw feelings in a more personal way. And I think it certainly would help people who are reading it, too, to kind of feel like I'm not alone. It kind of brings them together in a way that other types of communication might not.
Mark Applegate agrees.
The blog has helped me process things. So it gives me an opportunity to talk someone's leg off, and I've got 6,300 people now that I can talk their legs off, and that's just in the subscribers. I don't know how many people actually have seen it. A lot of people have seen it. Like I said, I keep it positive, so we don't always talk about just the sad stuff. That's a big driving force of the blog. I want to help people.
Back in 2007, Brenda Alexander had lost both her parents in a short space of time and had trouble coping. So she spent a week as an inpatient at the Marion Center in Springfield after going extensive psychological testing. She came through it well, but as son Mark Applegate says, there was a note on the diagnosis that was troubling.
Almost a side note at the bottom was something to the effect of she had a mild form of dementia, which is kind of an oxymoron a little bit.
Mark says the diagnosis fell off the radar because Brenda wasn't showing noticeable signs of impairment. Well, after about 4 or 5 years, the family began noticing more so-called senior moments. Physically, Brenda was healthy, ate well, exercised, and that probably extended what Mark calls her early stage period of only mild dementia symptoms. By 2018, there began to be safety issues. Brenda needed round-the-clock care of a kind her husband John was unable to provide at home, so the decision was made to move Brenda into the memory care facility where she now lives. Mark Applegate has chronicled the progression of Brenda's Alzheimer's in his Digital Cornbread blog, based largely on his several visits with his mom every week. But the day after I went there and interviewed him, March 12, 2020, came the lockdown. No physical visits allowed due to the coronavirus pandemic. A few weeks ago, I checked in with Mark in a Zoom interview to see how he and his mom are faring without face-to-face contact.
For us there, it means I haven't been able to go in the building since then.
He's had to make do with phone calls to her hospice nurse and the nursing staff at the facility to check on her progress, and video conferencing software so he and his mom at least can see and hear each other.
So I call in 2 or 3 days a week, and they give me a 15-minute block on their app. I can see face-to-face when we talk and everything. She's in a position right now, health-wise, she can't process what a flat talking device is that's talking to her, but I think she can understand that it's me, or at least she recognizes my voice and the things I say and everything. I don't know how important it is to her at this point. It makes her happy, I think, but I think it's more important to us, probably. They have limited blocks because everyone there wants to do it, so you can hop on there and pre-schedule it for yourself and everything, and I grab spots whenever I can.
Mark says he's able to video chat with his mother Brenda roughly 2 or 3 times a week. Stepdad John Alexander doesn't even have that luxury.
My stepdad was there 3 times a day for 18 months, you know. He doesn't use computers, so he pretty much just calls and checks on her.
and Mark calls John most days to give him updates. Mark is afraid he may not see his mom face to face again.
The only situation in which they'll let me see her is if death is imminent, you know. So therefore, I kind of hope I don't get to see her face to face until we get through this thing. You know, it's a sad way of putting it a little bit, but it's the truth.
You can read Mark Applegate's blog at digitalcornbread.com. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Randy Stewart.